The number 1, followed by 24 zeros, 1 septillion in the American counting system, 1 quadrillion in the European, and it was a rough estimate of just how many stars there might be. Admittedly, although a lot of zeros, it's probably a gross underestimate. The simple question that asks how many stars are in existence baffles even the most astute 21st century scientific minds, let alone one man in antiquity having a conversation with God under the night sky. On this second Sunday in Lent, we turn our gaze upward, aspiring to imitate our Creator, the source of our promise, our dreams, and our guiding star along our Lenten pathway. Just as far as the stars are from us, God's promise seems very far off from Abram. Abram yearns for something closer and more concrete, the solid weight of a newborn heir in his arms, or the firm ground beneath his feet, in a place he could finally call home. Perhaps stargazing wasn't enough for this model of faith. Perhaps with Abram, we know we're in good company when we question and impatiently demand that we see proof of God's promise kept. Humans are meant for stargazing. From the earliest civilizations, humanity tended to look up to the sky for answers to all sorts of questions. People have marked celestial movements with great enthusiasm and sometimes with great fear. Perhaps if they looked up at the night sky, they would find their place in the grand scheme of things. Or perhaps they believe that if they understood this one thing, then all the rest of their questions would melt away. Life would make sense. The orderly beauty of the night sky is undeniable. It's like living a dream. When we look up at the night sky, we see the same stars that Abram did that night, that he asked tough questions of God, the same stars that the Magi did as they read the sky in search of a new king who would free his people, the same stars that made the psalmist break out in song and claim that God had a name for each one of them. That will be found in Psalm 147, verse 4. What happens, though, when God and God's promises seem as distant as the stars themselves? What happens when a family who has prayed for years for a child asks with Abram, O Lord God, what will you give me for I continue childless? What happens when someone loses a house, a job, health care, and in the struggle to survive asks, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? Certainty is elusive in the world in which we live. Each of us know people who are waiting in the dark for urgent prayers to be answered and God's promise to come into fruition. How do we keep faith burning brightly in our hearts when the stars that are meant to guide us grow dim and cold? Until this moment in Genesis, Abram has unquestioningly done everything that God has asked of him. He left his homeland. He built some altars, made some bad decisions, parted from some of his family, all the while following God's promises of land and descendants like a trail of blessing. As chapter 15 opens, however, Abram has begun to question whether this promise of land and offspring will ever come to pass. It appears Abram is willing to have faith up to a point. Then the fulfillment of the promises of God become implausible. That is precisely when questions, confusion, fear, and stubbornness set in. We all know that. Abram is walking the quintessential human journey of faithfulness in God.